Hey, I think we got, let's get Lawton on the phone. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. God made spring pollen. Don't sneeze him out.
Okay, all right. Well,
that's holy.
I know. Listen, Seymour Hersh's article in the New Yorker about Bush totally just called him out on these totally wacko plans for Iran. That this time your boy is really cooked. I'm telling you, cooked.
Stop that. That was nothing but wild speculation, Mark. That on-demand abortionist Osama bin Hersh has only got one anonymous source for that story, Mark. One. And that source is about as reliable as one of your cats. Why, he'd give away secrets for a handful of little friskies. You live floppers will believe anything if it's in the New Yorker. And the cartoons aren't even funny, Mark. Not funny at all.
Listen to me, Lawton. You can't spin this one, buddy. You can't spin it. Hersh is the most respected journalist in the business, buddy. I'll bet every word he wrote in that story is true, isn't it? Isn't it, buddy? Every word. You know it, Lawton.
Yeah, okay, Mark. So the article's true. You win, you spoiled baby. So what? What's your point?
What's my point? It's okay with you that Bush wants to drop nuclear bombs on Iran?
Okay. It's fantastic. Hey, let's finally drag this thing out on the table, okay? I'm tired of America sneaking around like a bunch of liberal surrender monkeys. We are going to nuke Iran. There, I said it out loud, and it feels good. Like I just won the Daytona 500 and a dinner date with Ann Coulter. We're doing it. It's happening.
It feels good. What are you out of your mind, Lawton?
Hey, I wanted Jimmy Carter to drop the big one on Iran in 1979 on account of the hostages and all, but, of course, that socialist peanut head was too busy trying to get America to conserve energy and wear a sweater in the winter and defeatist crap like that. One good ICBM would have shut up that Ayatollah Ayahola, I promise you that.
Well, wait, but nuclear weapons, Lawton, come on, it's immoral, it's unethical, it's just dumb, Lawton.
All right, here's a question, hotshot. Why do we have nukes in the first place, huh? Decoration? Because they look nice around the house? Are we collecting them like commemorative plates?
All right, make your point.
We have nukes to use them, Mark. Those Iranian devils are down there on their knees 3 times a day praying to Allah to give them nukes. And why? So they can drop them on us. There goes your little chai decaf latte party right there, Mr. PBS subscriber. President George W., 2 terms mandate Bush knows this, and he knows that if we drop them nuclears before they do, game over, terrorists. Tell your tin pot god there's a new sheriff in town. Bye-bye.
Hey, look, Lawton, we cannot do that, and you know it, man.
Oh, sure. You baby killers would just let our missiles rust in the silos. Then you'd probably say, hey, let's turn this old silo into a community center for gay modern dancers. Y'all might as well paint a sign on your forehead that says, Dear Iran, stick a fork here. I'm done.
You know what, Lawton?
Done.
You know what it sounds like to me, my friend?
What?
Bush's second term is going down the toilet. He sees the midterm elections coming, and he's afraid he's going to get impeached next year. So now he's like, what the hell? I'll do whatever I want. This isn't strength. It's desperation, Lawton. Anyone who says we should use nuclear weapons is obviously cracking up, and you know that, little man.
Mark?
Yeah, what?
When I was growing up, my daddy made me do air raid drills, you know, to protect myself from the Soviet nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
He'd yell, air raid, dummy! Communist nukes incoming!
All right, yeah.
And I'd run and hide in the dark closet, crouch down with my little hands over my little head.
Yeah.
And then daddy would lock the door. I was in there and I could hear laughing and Jack Daniels bottles clinking and Hank Williams music playing.
Oh, boy.
And I'd overhear him saying, well, that little bastard's out of the way.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. You know, once he left me in there in the dark for 6 days, I didn't have no place to poop.
Oh, boy. I can't even.
When daddy finally opened the door, he'd say, well, dummy, I guess the Russians didn't get us this time.
Oh, boy. All right, look, Lawton, please, just will you pull it together, please? All right, you know, it always ends up in such a weird place with you, man. I don't even know what the hell to say.
I don't want
to
go through that again, Mark.
All right, okay.
No more nukes.
Okay, good.
No nukes.
Okay, I'm good, good, good. No more nukes. That's
no
good.
Nukes.
Pull it together now, please, so we can... Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. Man.
Oh, pollen. Whew. Oh. It's high noon, Mark. We got to pull that old missile out of the holster before Muhammad does. Bam! Too slow!
All right,
gotcha.
Lawton. Okay, goodbye,
gotcha.
Lawton. Goodbye.
God loves you, Mark. Deal with it!
Wow, he was on fire today.
Pollen.
He was on fire today. I'll tell you, man. Yeah, it sounds like he's getting into some Mortensen territory with the pollen.
Yeah, what the hell?
All of a sudden, it's allergies with old Lawton. A
lot of allergies going around.
I guess.